experience true labor of love. This show's the result of lots of hard work and practice by so many talented people, and it's all for you. Before the curtain goes up on tonight's performance, I want to take a moment to ask for your help. We want you to be able to capture the moments from the show, but we need to have it done in the safest way possible. If you choose to take still photographs during the show, please, 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 for the integrity of the show and for the safety of the performers on stage, do not use your flash. Chances are someone's got some electrical tape that you can use to cover your flashlight. If all else fails, we've got to ask that you don't take photos. But enough of this. The spirit of the season is in the air. The only other thing that I ask is that you sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. The holiday season starts right now.
Sister, I said thank you very much. Isn't it time for you to be going now? Kevin Bolton says you don't like Christmas because you're a mean old hag.
Is that so? Well, as long as you're staying for a while, make yourself comfortable, Thomas.
You can call me Tom. That's what, Thomas.
Yes, I did know that. Well, I'm Miss Ledford or Miss Beverly, whichever you prefer. So, what else do you and your friends say about me?
Well, Billy complains that your yard looks like weeds and dirt. Karen says you smell like gasoline and onions. Eric says your face needs ironing. Allison says you even have a hump on your back.
Okay, thank you very much. I get the point. You and your friends have some very vivid imaginations.
Oh, no. I never say anything about you.
Of course you don't. So, you don't think my yard looks like weeds and dirt?
No, baby.
You think I smell like gasoline and onions?
No.
Do you think my face needs ironing? Okay, well, I'll give you that one.
So why don't you like Christmas?
And what makes you think I don't like Christmas?
Like I said, where's the tree?
Don't you think Christmas is a holiday just for kids?
No, you should see my dad. Every Christmas he gets me a toy or something else I like, and then I have to play with it for like 2 weeks or something. Because he hogs it. Everybody loves Christmas. I guess everybody except you.
It's not that I don't like Christmas. I just don't get that excited about it anymore.
Huh?
Well, I have a son, you know. In fact, he used to be your age. You remind me of him quite a bit. Always asking those questions. I guess you could say he had diarrhea of the mouth, too.
I've never seen him.
Well, that's because he's grown up, married, moved away. They just had a little baby boy. And you know what? That reminds me. I have been trying to reach him all day. Wish him a Merry Christmas. Excuse me for a moment.
Give him, let's
neither was my son. You'll be fine.
Is this your son?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, that is. And that's his wife, Angela. She's such a lovely young girl. Now, they just have a little baby boy, Scotty. I got to see him.
Don't you have any pictures of him in here?
Well, no, he's
here. Who's this old man?
That's Scotty's grandfather, Mr. Ledford.
Is he dead now?
Yes, Tommy. He died a long time ago. How old are you now?
9 and a half.
Well, let's see. You would have been 2 and a half when Mr. Ledford passed on.
Please don't tell my dad about that. He'll want to do it too. Mom says she doesn't trust him with power.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, and I told my mom we got Christmas again. She said it's great.
And did she say what time you needed to be home?
She said Dad's slacking. He's still at the store trying to buy presents. She said that when he gets home, she's probably going to have to wrap her own Christmas for him because he's clueless. So she said I could stay with you longer. If that's okay.
I love that, Tommy. So, you got any big plans for Christmas Day?
Nah, not much. Dad sits around and watches football. Mom cooks dinner and sets the table. Then Dad makes fun of Mom for bringing the ham. She gets upset, goes upstairs, and Dad sits out for the rest of the day. If you want, you can come.
Oh, well, we'll see.
If you want, you can come to my church tomorrow, too.
Oh, I don't know about that, Tommy. I haven't been to church not since years, not since Mr. Lifford was alive and my son was living at home. Now that sounds like an offer I can't refuse. Tommy, I'm very glad that you came to visit me today.
Yeah, that way you got some help making your cookies.
Well, yes, that. You reminded me how important it is to have friends.
And how important it is to be with people you care about during the holidays?
Well, I think I already knew that. You reminded me that you can be with people you care about even if they're not your relatives. And I'm glad that you are the one that I care about.
Christmas dinner. Deb takes it all down to church and then we go watch the Christmas musical.
Yes, I